Hello, and welcome to Cornerstone Baptist Church's online service. My name's Nathan, and I work for the church. The Yorkshire-born Prime Minister, Harold Wilson, once said, "A week is a long time in politics." Now, you'll be relieved to know that I don't want to start this service by getting political, but I do want to take a moment to recognise that it has been a long week. It's been a long week for those who've had to get to grips with working from home again. It's been a long week for those who've had to start to homeschool their children. It's been a long week for those who've come to realise that some of the social interaction that they've been enjoying in person with friends, neighbours and families has now had to completely stop. We know that these restrictions that we're living with are only temporary and are for the common good. We also know that there are Christian sisters and brothers across the world who are living under permanent and oppressive restrictions. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17, Paul writes, "The Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." I don't know how you find engaging with these online services, whether you feel freedom or whether you feel restricted. Perhaps you might feel freer to engage with these services because you can do it from the comfort of your own home, whilst wearing your pyjamas. You can move about and dance as much as you like. You can sing as loudly and as poorly as you like without disturbing those around you. I imagine that there are more of us who feel restricted when engaging from home because we long to worship and engage with God while standing shoulder to shoulder with our family. Part of the truth of what Paul writes is that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Wherever you are engaging with this service, the Spirit of the Lord is there. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. As we continue to worship through this service, I pray and I hope that you will be able to experience as much of that freedom as is possible. That you'll be able to open yourselves up to God in whatever way God wants to. And I'm going to pray for all of us as we go ahead. Dear God, we thank you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We pray that we'd experience some of that freedom, that we'd experience more of that freedom as we go through this service. Amen. I'm going to hand over to Ed and Sophie Borrett now as they lead us in sung worship.
A slave to sin, Jesus died. child of God. Yes, I am. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away. As wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. Resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart: his wounds have made my ransom.
This service is now going to continue without any further introductions from me. There'll be more sung worship from Ed and Sophie. We'll have prayers led by Tim and Hazel Rowe. Anna Sweeney will bring us our Bible reading, and then Chris McCoofer will preach God's word to us. But before all of that, we've got an all-age talk from Hannah.
Good morning, Cornerstone family. My name is Hannah. For there's nothing more that God wants than for the likes of me and for you to get to know Him and make Him our number one in our lives. The Israelites in the Old Testament were meant to show everyone else how to do this, but more often than not, they failed miserably and ended up worshipping other gods of other nations instead. God was always giving the Israelites chance after chance after chance to turn away from their wicked ways. But He relied on their kings and leaders to bring about change. And unfortunately, a lot of their kings and leaders weren't very good. Let me give you two examples. First, King Ahab and his wife Jezebel. They promoted the worship of Baal. Now, Baal was a god that was often depicted, that made to look like a cow. So here's my cow. They also ignored the advice and persecuted, tortured the God's prophet Elijah. It's not very good. King Manasseh, who was in Judah, let me put his hat on. He sacrificed his own son. He also built altars to Baal and other gods. He killed innocent people and he practiced sorcery, which is a kind of magic. But unfortunately, not the pulling a rabbit out of a hat kind of magic. It was dark, mean and nasty magic. These kings did really bad things, like really, really bad things that I hope none of us ever do ourselves. But it wasn't their physical actions that God didn't like so much. It was the fact that they were so unfaithful to him and they didn't want relationship with him. These two kings have good endings to their stories, or better endings to their stories. King Ahab, he tore up his clothes and fasted. And Manasseh, he was held captive in Babylon for a little while. And then while he was there, he humbled himself, admitting all the wrong things that he had done, and he apologized to God. Those idols that he'd made of God, Baal the god, and others gods, he threw them away and he removed them from the temple. The Old Testament, and the Bible for that matter, is full of redemptive stories of humans making mistake after mistake after mistake, and God coming to forgive and to rescue us. Do you know, the best king that we could ever have is God himself. This is shown through what he did at Christmas and then at Easter, by sending Jesus, his son, so that we might live in freedom and peace forever. Hey, did you know that King Manasseh's great, 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 I lost greats counts then, 14 greats, grandson was Jesus himself. Joseph was the 13th great, and then Jesus came afterwards. God knew all those years ago, when King Manasseh was making all those mistakes, that through him, Jesus would be born. God knew all along that his people would disobey him, but he had a plan to rescue us so that we could still get to know him. Bit of a sidetrack. In our family, in this house, we love Paw Patrol. I wonder if you know the names of these characters. We certainly do in our house. Well, if you don't, they're a bunch of pups who love to play. But when there's trouble in Adventure Bay, the Paw Patrol, these guys, are the ones to call. They each have a set of gifts and skills that they use to save the day. Sky here, she can fly in the sky. Our verses today talk about God's greatness and his majesty, but also his willingness and his heart to have us involved in his work and creation. We are co-workers with God, rulers over God's handiwork. And that means we get to enjoy all that he has made. Just like the pups in Paw Patrol, we get to work and play in God's creation, using the gifts and the skills that God has given us. We have responsibility too to look after it well and try to not repeat those horrible mistakes of the kings in the Old Testament. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your redemptive spirit, and that we can rest secure in the knowledge that you are in control. Help us to look after your creation and pursue our relationship with you before anything else. Amen.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. from the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring. Every creature unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, our struggle we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Who has told every lightning bolt where it should go? I've seen heavenly storehouses laden with snow. Who imagined the sun will give source to its light, yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of night? None can fathom, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God.
Lord, as we come before you this morning, we thank you again for coming to earth as a baby and for showing us your love by dying on the cross so we can have eternal life. We praise you for this day and the start of a new week.
Forgive us for the times over the last week that we have let you down. Please help us to live fully for you in the coming days. Give us the strength we need for our individual circumstances, whether that is loneliness, busyness, bereavement, anxiety, joy, or pain. Be with our family, friends, and neighbours as we live through these difficult days.
Help us as a church to be a beacon for you at Bramley, Crag and Headingley as we reach out to show your love to those who do not yet know you as their personal saviour. Please guide our ministry team and leaders as they seek your direction in all aspects of Cornerstone Baptist Church life. Be especially close to those in our church family who are having difficulty in engaging in church life in this time of lockdown.
As we think of our city, we pray for our councillors as they attempt to run essential services amidst the constant changes imposed on them. Be with local businesses as they come to terms with the implications of lockdown and Brexit. We ask for strength and guidance in this time for those working in the public sectors, whether that be in health, social care, emergency services or education. We pray for the vulnerable in our city, especially those who are homeless in the harsh weather that we are having at this time, and for those struggling with mental health issues.
Lord, as instructed by you, we bring before you our government. Help them and give them wisdom in the major decisions required over these challenging times.
Be with our missionaries, both in the UK and overseas, the ones that are linked with Cornerstone Baptist Church or those that are known personally to us. May each one of them feel your presence as you guide them in their daily decisions, and please protect them from harm. As we look further afield, we ask for your presence to be known in those countries that are facing hardship, whether due to war, civil strife, famine, poverty, natural disasters, and COVID-19. Lord, we pray these things in your name. Amen.
The reading this morning is taken from Psalm 8, verses 1 to 9. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings, that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honour. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
A very good morning, children of God. 2020 is gone. Now 2021. Happy New Year. Second Sunday of the year. I am more than happy to be standing before you to share a message of hope, which I have entitled, God is on the Throne. My message to you today is a message of hope, a message of faith in our God. On this journey, we walk not by sight, but by faith. Psalms 11, verse 4. The Lord is in the temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. That is the title of my message, God is on the Throne. And I'm going to pick this message in four divisions. One, God is in control. Two, come to God with faith like a child. Focus on God in trust. And finally, our God cares for you and me. The scripture reading from Psalms 8, verses 1 to 9, Psalm written by David, a psalm of praise, a psalm of trust, a psalm of dependency on God, a psalm that acknowledges the greatness, the almightiness, the powerfulness of God, who is our God taking care of us. Year 2020 hit us, everyone hard. I came to the UK in January. In March, the country went under lockdown. The pandemic was taking its toll. A lot of things changed. Rules, regulations, World Health Organization guidelines, all trying to put us in safety. It was like the wheels have fallen off. Things have changed for the worse. Psalms 13, verses 1 to 3, it says, how long, O Lord, how long will you forget me? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts? O Lord, my God, give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. And in Psalms 10, verse 1, why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? You can sense from this psalmist words of despair, words of anguish. It reminds me of Christ on the cross. My Lord, why have you forsaken me? This is like the kind of world we are in today. Are we on autopilot? Has God lost control? The pandemic has caused havoc all over the world. We started hearing statistics, figures in terms of people who are succumbing to the disease. And then we are now hearing of names. Sometimes the names we can relate to. As the pandemic took its toll, we started to hear of persons, people whom we are related to, our loved ones. And now we are hearing of testimonies of people who have survived the pandemic. It's like it's all gloomy, but I want to give you the message of hope. Paul says, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Year 2021, I have a message of hope. One, God is in control. God is in control. Psalms 8 verse 1. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how mighty, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This is the greatness of our God. He sits on the throne. And this God, who is so great, is our God. He is our Father, to whom Christ says, Abba, Father. He is a God who cares about us. Psalms 7, verse 10. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. As long as our God is on the throne, we can be confident and trust that He is in charge and He guides and He leads our lives. Irregardless of the circumstance, the environment, the situations that we are going through, our God is in control. Our God is in charge. May this bring us to have the faith to believe that we will never be found in despair, because God knows our end from the beginning. He is in charge. I want to lift up Psalms 8, verse 2. He says, from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise. For us to appreciate the greatness, the mightiness of our God, this psalm is encouraging us to look up to God as children. We have the trust in the parent, and in this case, our trust in God. I'm reminded throughout the Bible, when prophets, when Jesus refers to us and says, my children, it brings into us the picture of dependency, of trust in this God who cares for us. The faith of a child. It's a faith that you can admire. For those who have children at home, gaze into the eyes of your child. Look into those eyes. What do you see? The innocence, the faith, the trust. You're almost like you can spread out your arms and say, come, my child. Why? Because of these eyes that reflects faith and trust totally in you. That is what our God is expecting of us. And as we go through this situation and we realize, we believe that our God is on the throne, we can go in confidence like children. We have total trust and faith in the mighty God. Psalms 8, verse 3. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place. The greatness of our God. Psalms 19 verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Romans chapter 1 verse 20. The invisible God made himself visible through his creation. These scriptures, they lift up a God whom we acknowledge as mighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth. When we look around and we see and admire nature, we are looking at the greatness, the reflection of what God is. And this God is our God. I want to encourage you today. Let's focus on this God. Let's focus on this God. At times, if we focus on other things, and like right now, the pandemic, as it is going like a big destructive wave across the globe, our faith is challenged. I want you to focus on God. 2021, let us focus on God. The invisible God who made himself visible through his creation. I am encouraged from Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 18. Jesus Christ, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created. Things in heaven and things on earth, visible and invisible, whether the thrones or the powers, rulers or authorities, all things were created by him for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And this Jesus, he is our God. And we can be encouraged as we come before his presence to say, this God who is so supreme, he is a God who is in charge and who is in control. Let us focus on this God as we go through 2021. We can be encouraged to have faith because we know our God is bigger, he is greater than the problems, the challenges that we are facing. Our God cares. He cares for you and he cares for me. He cares for all of us because we are the workmanship of his hands. These are the words that David lifts up in Psalms 8, verse 4 to 8. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? He goes on to say, you have just made him a little lower than the gods, a little lower than the heavenly beings, a little lower than the angels. What is man? David is acknowledging the greatness of God, but within this greatness, God comes down to this man because he cares for him. God cares for you. Whatever you are going through, whatever situation you are in, whatever your challenges, like right now, everyone, we can't escape it. We are facing the challenge of the pandemic. And now, new rules are being put in place. Lockdowns are coming in. But if only we can remember, our God cares. I went into the dictionary to check. Careful means what? Careful means what? One, the provision what is necessary for healthy, welfare, maintenance, and protection. The dictionary goes on to say, careful is to serious attention or consideration. Great concern and interest in something so important. It is to look after and provide for the needs of, to tend, to mind, to take charge, to protect, to watch, to guard, to keep an eye on. Our God cares as we advance into 2021. I want you to go with this faith that our God cares. Psalms 17, verse 8. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me on the shadow of your wings. Our God cares. When things appear as if they've lost control, let me assure you, our God is in charge and our God cares. God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hosanna, Hosanna.
eyes to the things I see. Show me how to love like you have loved me.
Message of hope for 2021. God is on the throne. Some of you will be familiar with the Christian author A.W. Tozer. He once wrote this: in every Christian's heart there is a cross and a throne, and the Christian is on the throne till he puts himself on the cross. If he refuses the cross, he remains on the throne. We know that God is on the throne in the heavenly realms. As this service ends, and as we continue to worship each day, a question for us is whether God is on the throne of our hearts. I pray for each of us that we would know the freedom that comes from following Jesus, taking up our cross and putting and keeping God on the throne. If you're engaging with this service on Sunday morning, then we'd love to see you on Zoom for our after party. If you're engaging at another time, then we would love for you to connect with us either via our Facebook page or our website. If you want to know more about the freedom that comes from following, loving and living for Jesus, then please get in touch. We would love to share more with you about the person of Jesus, about the love of the Father, and about the comfort and the equipping of the Holy Spirit. We pray that you would be blessed wherever you go, and that the power of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit would go with you. Amen.
Hosanna in the highest.